Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. You are listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
Practical Ways Heavenly Hope Helps the Sick and Tired, Part 2.
What was your childhood vision of heaven? Mine was floating weightlessly on a cloud. It seemed like every thought process of heaven, I thought in terms of clouds like cotton.
Yeah.
And then you get to fall into it nice and soft and land there and float around on a cloud. Never had a harp, but yeah.
I have two memories. I have one where I was a kid, and in kids ministry, they handed us a picture of Jesus in heaven and we were supposed to color it. And
okay.
I actually remember saying this. I don't remember how old I would have been, probably 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And then it's now really ingrained because my family likes to joke about it. And I told our pastor that yellow was Jesus's favorite color. And I was coloring around him in yellow. I was like, yeah, it's Jesus's favorite color, which I don't know, maybe it is. But then the other memory is of a gentleman in our church. His idea of heaven was hunting, and you're shooting a deer at 500 yards and you get this perfect heart shot. And then the deer runs up to you, hands you the bullet, and says, "Nice shot," and runs back out there. So that might be the small town guy dream.
Could be. Yeah.
Those are the two immediate memories that come to mind.
The reality is, we only have mystical views of what heaven is like.
Yeah.
We don't get real clarity, but we get clues. And one of the clues is found in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 2 and 3, where the Apostle Paul said, "We grow weary in our present bodies." Okay, you grow weary because your body is flawed, it's frail, it's got issues, it gets diseases,
yeah.
It has problems that needs healing and repair and work. You got to exercise, you got to, it's got constant issues. And he says, "We long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing." Now, notice what he's saying here. Think about that new chief sweatshirt you got, and you long to wear that new chief sweatshirt you got. And we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. "For we will put on heavenly bodies, we will not be spirits without body." So there's a clue. Paul is trying to tell us that heaven is not going to be floating spirits without bodies.
Hmm.
Now that begs the question, what kind of body are you going to have?
Hmm.
Are you going to, are you going to get a hunting body that gets to shoot, what kind of body are you going to have? And that begs the question. Now,
your crap golf swing will turn into this beautiful textbook.
My pastor believed that. He believed that he was not going to have restrictions in how he hit that golf ball.
No more half swings for me.
That's right.
Full swing.
Yeah, you'll be able to. That's right. So here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
While the Bible doesn't describe perfectly what your heavenly body will look like, it does tell you a little bit that is going to determine what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary determiner of what your heavenly body is going to look like is, are you ready for it?
Here we go.
How you live on the earth.
I need some sound effects. I don't have any sound effects in me. Let me see if I can. I'm going to find some sound effects right there.
Can you go back and edit it and put sound effects in there?
I will. So I'm going to make a note that at this time, at 4:58, there's the sound effect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So the Jesus and Paul and his apostles were teaching, okay, you got a tent on the earth and you want to repair the tent and work the tent, patch the tent. You can do glamping if you want. You can even do a glamping thing if you want. That's all good. Make it as comfortable as you can. But your heavenly body is determined by how you live on the earth. Now, let's just really apply that, okay? Let's just go down that road a little bit. What that means is there could be people on the earth that have Jesus as their Savior and as their Lord, but spent their whole life investing and having a really great body and having really great money and having a really great house, that when they get to heaven, end up with a body that can barely move.
Now, when you write your complaint letters to the LC Daily Podcast, let me give you Pastor Ben's personal address. That way you can get them to the right person.
And conversely, there could be people on the earth that struggle with their health all their life.
Yeah.
And their finances never really take off.
Yeah.
But they are living sacrificially for Jesus and his kingdom and his church, that when they get to heaven, get these magnificent bodies that can hit a golf ball 2,000 yards, you know, with barely swinging.
Yeah.
That's what really the scripture is teaching.
Yeah.
Only it's going to teach it more mystically.
Yeah.
Paul uses one place where he says, think about it. Heavenly bodies come, like there's one glory of the moon, another glory of the star, and another glory of the sun. Mm-hmm. And what he's implying is some people will be like that tiny little star that you can barely see only if you have no light pollution. Mm-hmm. So you get way out in the country and you see that tiny little thing.
Yeah.
And then some people will shine like the sun. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know if that puts comfort or fear in people. I don't know. But,
well, and it's hard to receive, isn't it? Because there is so much mystery from the scriptural perspective.
Right.
We have to use conjecture to try and communicate the gravity of what the writers of scripture are really trying to communicate in this.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about just in our Bible reading, and it's not that you can directly apply this, but Jesus talking about the parable of the talents and the one that turned the one minus into 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, I'll put you over 10 cities.
Yep.
And so there is this immediate.
And the dude that did nothing.
He's going to take his city and
he kept
it to that
his
guy.
One. And gave it back to Jesus and said, take the one away from that dude.
And give it to the guy with 10. So it's hard because, again, it's all, you know, it's parabolic. It's this, it's nothing that we can hold on to. But I think that's kind of the point, is the mystery is meant to be some motivation of, you know, and honestly, we probably couldn't comprehend anyway if we wanted to what is being talked about and what heaven will be like and what those new bodies will be, except that there is a reflection of what we accomplish here.
Yeah. A very good reflection of how you lived on the earth.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into some specifics. What kind of things on the earth build a better heavenly body? Okay, so we're fighting earthly problems, sick and tired, disease and politics and problems, and I got to go to work and I got to get up early and I didn't sleep well last night. Oh, whatever. Okay, so what kind of things or what kind of lifestyle on the earth builds a better heavenly body? Let's just kind of go down that road.
Yeah. Well, I think applying the heavenly perspective that is available to us will build kingdom things,
okay,
which accomplish eternal impact.
The Jesus and his apostles went down the easy one first.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Give your money away either to the poor or for missions or for kingdom purposes.
Yeah.
Or to build your church or whatever.
It is the financial application of the parable of the talents that we just referenced.
Right.
Of, I entrusted you with this.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do with it?
Yeah, right.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So how much ever you just kept for yourself to pamper your own thing, mm-hmm. you know, it has no heavenly value. But what you give away for kingdom purposes, for God, for his church, to get new souls, whatever that is, has heavenly value.
Yeah.
And so so money's the easy one. Yeah. Okay, let's go down some others.
I mean, how did you represent God in your workplace?
Yeah.
in your family.
Yeah, you know, when people meet you, did they meet Christ or did they meet the devil or did they meet something in between, you know? Right, that's exactly right.
Really though, yes.
Yeah, that's a great illustration. I think any person that you are a part of the process of leading to Jesus, mm-hmm. either because you witnessed to them or you lived a lifestyle in front of them or you gave and your giving helped get them mm-hmm. to receive Jesus, is building a really good heavenly body for you.
Yeah.
I think anything that is related to the next person finding Jesus.
Yeah.
And God prioritizes the poor so much that any giving to the poor is going to do the same thing.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
There's other things. I mean, that, you know, all of the stuff that we do to encourage the body of Christ, I think that makes a difference.
Yeah. I think your personal time with the Lord.
There you go.
Is a good, that's going to be a key reflection.
Yes.
And so it's not that you have to sit in silence for 4 hours every single day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, scripture talks about praying without ceasing. So I heard a really good illustration about this the other day. When you text your wife, do you feel like there's the beginning and end of conversations?
When I text my wife, do I feel like, no, really, that's an ongoing thing. It's an open-ended.
And it doesn't matter what day it's been.
Right, it's an open-ended
always
thing.
Open-ended.
Yeah,
it's a perfect illustration of what praying without ceasing is supposed to look like.
Mm-hmm,
there
is
no end to the conversation.
No, it's an ongoing issue. Yeah, right.
Ongoing mm-hmm. all the time, and it can go in multiple different directions and has all, you know, and that's the same concept that we should be applying to the praying without ceasing type conversation.
Yeah.
And I think that has a heavenly and an eternal impact.
I wonder if that applies to people that when they're texting with their wife, it does have a beginning and an end. Your marriage might be going cold at that point.
You know.
Yeah.
That's rough.
which goes into how you treat your spouse can mm-hmm. determine your heavenly body.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The quality of your heavenly body. How you parent your children.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All of those things. What we want to do is get you along this thinking. On this earth, we're going to struggle with some sick and tired, mm-hmm. but we're building a heavenly body along the way that is a lasting, not a tent, it is a permanent heavenly body.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.